I'm Scott Regan, and I'm sitting here in a jazz corner with Jeff Spivak. We're going to be talking every day during Jazz Fest about all things Jazz Fest. And tonight, Jeff, I know you talked to Herb Alpert on the telephone.
Nice guy. Nice. Renaissance man.
Yeah. And he's the headliner tonight at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. Why don't we give a listen to what he's been up to here from his brand new CD that he did with his son, and then we'll get back and talk a little bit about Herb Alpert. You're listening to Open Tunings. I'm here with Jeff Spivak. That was Herb Alpert and his brand new CD called In the Mood, his version of Spanish Harlem. You had a chance to talk to Herb Alpert. Did he talk much about his changing styles?
Yeah, Herb's a very interesting guy because he's not just the Tijuana brass guy, and he hasn't been for a very long time. He's done all kinds of things with his life, including sculpting these massive bronze pieces that show all over the world. So he's 80 years old and, you know, hasn't slowed down at all. But he took his music in modern directions with the help of, I believe it was his son-in-law helped out with that. And so Spanish Harlem, songs like that, when he plays them tonight at the Eastman Theater, they're not going to sound like those old records your parents had. And Lanny Hall, his wife, who is the singer from Brazil 66, isn't going to sound like Brazil 66 either. Oh, good, the coffee's here. Thank you.
It's always good to have a coffee right in the middle. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, Brazil 66 and Herb Alpert, such a key sound to the 60s, and now they're jumping into the 2000 teens.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Herb Alpert was when he was with A&M Records, he was the guy who decided we should sign this Brazil 66, but they need a couple of women singers. So they brought in Lanny Hall, and then he ended up marrying her. So it all worked out all the way around.
I guess it did. Now here they are in Rochester tonight. Yeah, it's great. Well, we got a lot to cover here. Mm-hmm. It's tonight and tomorrow night. What else is looking good on the schedule here?
Well, I kind of got Jeremy Pelt Quartet circled on my list of to-dos, definite things I need to see. That's, to me, when I walk into a show like that, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm really at a jazz festival. This really feels like jazz, because these guys are playing horns and they're playing 10-minute songs. So it's just, you know, resonates of jazz. But, you know, there's a few of them like that during the course of this 9-day festival that I'm going to make sure I hit, just so that I can hear some real jazz.
And the other thing good, I think, is some of the jazz, they match well with the venues. I think Montage is a great place to hear music. It has that feeling of an old jazz club, sitting at tables. The elevated stage is a great place to hear, as you said, the real jazz, the Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. Let's play something from Jeremy Pelt, who is at Montage tonight. Is Jeremy Pelt from his CD called Tales, Musings, and Other Reveries. Jeremy Pelt, tonight at Montage, you're right, that's something you could really sit there and indulge yourself in for, what is it, an hour set, basically, just an hour set.
Yeah, 50 minutes.
50 minutes at Montage. Well, okay, there's one for tonight. What's something else coming up?
Well, you go from something like that that just sounds so jazz to me, and this festival, one of the signatures of it has become this the Nordic Jazz Now series, and a lot of it's very avant-garde, very out there, and often very spooky, but also humorous. The sense of humor that comes out of the Nordic people is very dry and self-deprecating, and they're just very cool people, but they combine that interesting aspect with real legitimate playing. There was a band, Music, Friday night, opening night at the Lutheran Church where the Nordic Jazz Now series is. And I think a couple of those players are also in members of the Splendor, which plays there tonight. I think it's a Norwegian band, as are a couple members of a band that's been here a few more times, Midair Condo. And Music, and Midair Condo were kind of electronic-y, jazzy, avant-garde-y. The Splendor is a little more relaxed, more atmospheric and less plugged in than those other bands, but I really like these guys a lot.
This is The Splendor. They are playing tonight, the Nordic Jazz Series at the Lutheran Church. Let's see what time, 7:30 and 9:30. That is The Splendor, who are playing tonight at the Jazz Fest at the Nordic Jazz Series at the Lutheran Church, 7:30 and 9:30, coming from their CD, Forest. And Jeff Spivak here with me. We are in the Jazz Corner talking all things Jazz Fests. There's a lot of, we have two nights to go over here. So a couple of female vocalists. We got Kat Edmondson and Tessa Suter playing tomorrow. We got Chet Catalo and the Cats are playing tonight at the Little Theater. That should be Chet, of course, local guitarist.
Spyro Gyra.
Yeah. Anything else stand out for you?
Well, you know, not every show at the Jazz Festival is a big act. There's a lot of club acts here. And tonight at Squeezer's Roots and Americana Stage, which is in the Sibley Building, they have the Honeycutters. And both the Honeycutters and the Hillbenders, who played yesterday, have previously played in the last year at Abilene. And that's a lot of the acts that are playing here are of that stature. You don't really know who they are. You don't know where they came from. They're not all big New York City, big names. You probably remember, I know you remember this because you were there about a year or two ago. We were in Abilene, and there was a big snowstorm. 10 people showed up to hear this woman, Jean Jolly, and we're all like, oh my gosh, who is this incredible woman? And she came back the following year and played the festival at Abilene and had two packed shows, and people were talking about her constantly. So you have these people who are like virtual unknowns showing up and just like blowing you away. And you kind of look for that in these acts that you're not familiar with. So, you know, Honey Cutters, who knows? But we've got another one coming up on Sunday right after that at the Sibley Building. It's Shannon Whitworth, who I'm not too familiar with. But
yeah, I listened to some of her stuff. She's a songwriter, and she's playing with Barrett, Shannon Barrett. But her solo release is called High Tide, and she covers a Mark Knopfler song on there. The rest of them are originals, and they all have sort of a atmospheric mystery to them. And even the cover has that feeling. It should be interesting to see what it comes off like on stage. I just love hearing songwriters. So this is the other side of the Jazz Fest at the Squeezers Roots and Americana stage. Tomorrow night is Shannon Whitworth.
Load up the car, leaving by noon, off to the coast, make it by
That is Shannon Whitworth from her CD called High Tide, and that's the title track, one of her originals. She is playing along with Barrett, Shannon and Barrett, tomorrow night at the Squeezers stage. Jeff Spivak in here with me. I'm Scott Regan, talking Jazz Fest things every morning during Jazz Week around 10:30 or so. What else looks interesting, Jeff?
No, I'm just thinking that Shannon loves the reverb. Just dial that up.
Shannon loves the reverb. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just out with Steve Piper the other night, and we put reverb on his voice, and he loved the reverb, too.
Well, other things of interest, this weekend. Kilbourne, two really nice acts, Benny Green Trio, piano, Tessa Suter, who a lot of people saw at Montage last Jazz Fest, and she got the promotion from class AAA up to the majors for this show, and she's worth it. She's really personable and great voice and selects really cool songs, so neat stuff there. But, you know, this kid, Joey Alexander, the 11-year-old piano player from the island of Bali in Indonesia. Winton Marsalis saw him, loved him, brought him to New York City. That's good enough for me. who's going to dispute Winton's judgment? Other stuff that, catches your eye, Rochester Club, such a great place to listen to music and, even sit down with a glass of wine and read. Nancy Kelly has been around for years. She goes back to, even the Chuck Mangione Friends and Love days and Jane Bunnett and Mecca Kays. She's brought a bunch of Cuban women here. So she'll be playing along with this band she's put together of Cuban women who were musicians who were overlooked, and she's trying to put the spotlight on that. So that looks like a lot of fun. But people like Raul Midon, who's been here before, he's hard to describe because he's so many things. He sounds like Stevie Wonder, and like Stevie, he's blind, and he's a very percussive guitar player. He uses all parts of the guitar, banging on it, and he plays really good mouth trumpet. So what he's going to bring to Rochester for this one, Sunday night he's at the Xerox Auditorium. Monday he'll move to the Lyric Theater, which is a place that might suit him very well.
Which is where you were talking about Joey Alexander, which is where he is too, right?
Yeah.
And those shows are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's easy to sort of slip it in as your first event of the night.
Yeah, and there's a shuttle bus running.
I didn't realize Raul Midon was at the Lyric Theater. I just noticed that. That's great. Two nights in a row. Let's play something from Raul Midon, and thanks, Jeff, for coming in again. I appreciate it. I'll see you again on Monday. Enjoy two nights of Jazz Fest, and this is Raul Midon.
Got the power to pick me up when I'm feeling down. Just the memory of you can turn my world around. Because a mystery girl is better than a pearl from far across the sea. And though you're strayed far from home, yeah, the memory of you lives in me. If you should hear a seashell voice from long ago, tell her I'm still the same, even though isn't so. No, 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 no. Because a mystery girl is better than a pearl from far across the sea. And though you're strayed far from home, well, the memory lives in me. Oh, and you're my mystery girl. Wondering if you were into me the way I was into you. Oh, the memory of you lives in me, in the things I say and the mystery. See?